Welcome to the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast with Buck Risby, bringing you the latest in evidence-based but often controversial approaches to natural health and wellness with less stress. Plus, healthy advances for slipping into your ideal weight while looking and feeling younger than your years. Sprinkled with surprising stories, expert interviews, and plenty of irreverence for the status quo. If you're ready to take charge of your health and finally feel in control, buckle up and enjoy this next episode of Ultimate Lifespan.
Hey folks, Buck Risby here, another episode of the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast. Today's episode 13, your healthy Trojan horse for surviving pandemics and beyond. The story starts when I was tender age of 19, back in 1984, I had entered the United States Air Force and was going through extensive training and indoctrination, if you will, on the what was, at that time, the great Soviet threat. It was still the Cold War, and we were up against the Russian threat. The Russian threat, or the Soviet threat at that time, was all around us. And we had to be very careful and aware of what was happening, even on the home front, even here in the United States. I was stationed most of my tour in the U.S. The training that we were imbued with and constantly driven home for us was be on the alert, be aware. And one aspect of that awareness was a training on this idea of what was called essential elements of friendly information, EFIS, EFIS. And the whole concept of EFIS is that enemies can glean little bits of information about your capabilities, troop counts, military assets, position, location, things like that, and put together a picture, put together their own puzzle and come up with big answers, answers about what your strategy is, what you're planning to do, what they need to do to counter what they perceive to be a threat on their end. And there's a very interesting facility that is controlled and run by the National Security Agency in Fort Meade, Maryland. It's called Fort Meade, or locally, it's called the Fort. And that is where our intelligence, our National Intelligence Agency runs, keeping an eye on the external threat to the United States. One aspect of what we were trained on in the military is protecting any kind of access to our information electronically. We were very, very sensitive to the Soviets sensing and measuring and picking up frequencies that were coming from radios, from computers, any kind of electronic device that could potentially pass information. And in fact, there's a whole technology sphere that was created to protect against this threat called Tempest. Tempest, T-E-M-P-E-S-T, were the kinds of devices that would prevent, basically put what's called a Faraday cage around your computers, around your devices, and prevent information from being picked up. And at that time, people in the military and the government was really concerned about the danger of information leaking out rather than getting in. So that facility, which is the headquarters of the National Security Agency in Fort Meade, Maryland, is essentially a tempested box. It does not allow anything in or out, whether it's electronic, whether it's light sources or anything like that. And it's now, you know, I'm sure there's satellite monitoring and all kinds of things that are going on between us, the Russians, and the Chinese these days. Which brings me to another aspect of my story. And that is, well, what if you want something to get in? If you would rather have something leak in? And on the flip side of it being bad, that information leaked out and the enemy was able to put together this puzzle and come up with an answer and work against you, what if by letting this get in that it actually helps you, assists you, and allows you to have vibrant health? Well, that's the story I want to share with you today. There's this ion, a zinc ion, that can be a very powerful adjunct to our immune health. And one of the benefits of the zinc ion is that it prevents or helps to tamp down replication of dangerous viruses in cells. But there's a problem. The problem is that it's not that easy for the zinc ion to get into the cells to do its job. So there's this concept of, well, what if we could give it some assistance? What if we could allow the zinc ion to get into the cells at a pretty high level so that there is no danger of replication? There's no danger of a virus taking over the body and causing major problems, potentially death. Well, there are a couple benefits that zinc delivers to us. We'll get into what, you know, how we can get it an assistance for zinc in a moment, but there are a couple big benefits. One is zinc is clinically shown to help fight fever. And number two, and this is two of many things that zinc can do for us. It literally helps us with dozens, if not hundreds, of different enzymatic action in our body. But another thing that it helps us with is it protects our lungs against pathogens. So if you can imagine what we're going through now with the current pandemic, or just any pandemic in general, or just even the common cold or flu, that these things would be highly, highly beneficial to us. What's interesting is that science has known about a method of allowing zinc ions to get into the cell to assist the zinc ions getting into cells. And we've known about this for a number of years. The name for this action of getting zinc ions into cells is called an ionophore. So it's a zinc ionophore assists with zinc ions getting into cells. And there are many different zinc ionophores out there, but there are a couple that work better than others. And I'm going to focus my energy right now on natural sources, natural zinc ionophores. And there are a couple classifications of this, but they both fall into what are called polyphenols. These are plant-based chemicals. They're organic chemicals, so they're natural. And in some cases, they can dramatically increase the uptake of zinc ions into cells. And in clinical studies, this has been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. So before I share what these zinc ionophores are, let me just say I am truly shocked that I'm not hearing more details about these on major news outlets, in mainstream media sources, coming from doctors. If you go and visit with a doctor, are they talking about this in the general context, especially given the fact that we're going through a pandemic right now? And I guess it comes down, in my book, it comes down to money talks and bullshit walks. I looked it up in the Urban Dictionary, and it means that cheap talk will get you nowhere, while money will persuade people to do as you like. I think we all kind of know that. Unless you've been living under a rock and you're not really sensitized to what's happening in terms of the money driving a lot of things that we're reading about and hearing about and advertisers, etc. But there's a lot of things going on that are making the natural solutions to the current pandemic and, improving your health in general less attractive, or in a sense, now we're being disallowed to even hear about them. But I'm going to share these two with you right now. The two best natural options, and this comes from a recent study that was performed back in 2014. This study determined that the polyphenol quercetin and EGCG, which the long name of that is epigallocatechin gallate, so EGCG is a lot easier to say, both of these polyphenol compounds are zinc ionophores. But one is substantially better than the other, and that happens to be EGCG. Now, I know EGCG sounds like a mouthful, but really it comes from a very, very tasty natural source, and that is green tea. Green tea contains a lot of EGCG. Probably 150 to 200 milligrams per cup of EGCG is in each cup of green tea. Quercetin is a little tougher to source, and generally people might take it in the form of dietary supplements. The other challenge with quercetin is that it is not as bioavailable as possibly EGCG is. So the uptake of that polyphenol and then its ionophore benefit is not going to be as great. So in this study, they looked at three different substances, two of them were quercetin and EGCG. It turned out that EGCG was second to the highest, the highest being a drug, the second highest being EGCG, and the third highest being quercetin. If you were looking for an ionophore, I would recommend looking into EGCG or quercetin. But EGCG certainly is much, much higher than quercetin, and also doesn't suffer from some of the absorption problems that we run into with quercetin. This brings me to my recommended protocol. My recommended protocol is a slight enhancement to what I've recommended before. And this is, I'm calling this my immunity protocol. Now, this is a subset of the other supplements that I recommend taking, but it includes several of them. So my immunity core protocol, 2000 IUs of vitamin D3, also called cholecalciferol, 3000 milligrams of buffered vitamin C, and 15 milligrams of zinc picolinate, each of those taken daily. So 2000 IUs of D3, 3000 milligrams of buffered vitamin C, 15 milligrams of zinc picolinate daily. Now that I understand the science behind zinc ionophores, I am highly recommending that you add to this immunity protocol drinking 2 to 3 cups of green tea every day. Now, if you're not a big green tea fan, if you're like me, I love my coffee. I have coffee in the morning, and you don't find yourself drinking green tea as much. It is possible to take EGCG in capsule form. In fact, I have a bottle of EGCG here. It's called Green Tea Extract, 400 milligrams. And it's here. It says here under the benefit, free radical scavenger. 400 milligrams, I might take just one of these capsules if it's 400 milligrams. You generally don't want to take more than 800 milligrams a day of EGCG, so keep it under that amount. If you're drinking your EGCG in the form of green tea, you know, 2-3 cups a day will keep you in the maybe 450 to 600 milligram range, which will be just fine. That's what I had for you today. This whole concept of a healthy Trojan horse. Well, what's that Trojan horse? It's using the zinc ionophore of green tea to help the zinc ions slip into your cells and prevent the replication of viruses, including the one we're experiencing right now with the current pandemic. But talking about what's happening beyond, if we're talking about cold and flu season or any other type of health concern where we might have a pathogen that's replicating inside our cells, having zinc be present in our cells and helping prevent, tamp down that replication is a big, big deal. So drink your green tea. And this is Buck Risby with the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast. I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for joining us today on Ultimate Lifespan. Head on over to ultimatelifespan.com for full recaps of every show, our controversial but educational blog articles, and to take our ever-popular 30-second health assessment quiz. See you at ultimatelifespan.com.